Welcome back to the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, where we dive deep into the circuits of technology, unraveling the complex and making it absolutely fun. I'm Jamie, your guide through the tech labyrinth.
And I'm Alex, the one with the map and flashlight, ready to illuminate the path through the dense forest of AI and machine learning.
Today we're talking about something that sounds like it came straight out of a sci-fi movie. Unsupervised learning in smart homes and accessible web design. I mean, Alex, does this mean my fridge will finally stop judging my midnight snack choices?
Not quite, Jamie. But it might learn when you're likely to raid the kitchen and adjust its energy consumption accordingly. Unsupervised learning is all about finding patterns in data without explicit instructions. Think of it as the AI developing its own understanding of the world.
So, it's like when I start recognizing the pizza delivery guy's car and my dog doesn't? He's learning without me having to label the car for him?
Exactly, Jamie. And this concept is revolutionizing smart homes and making the web more accessible. By analyzing data from sensors and user interactions, unsupervised learning algorithms can adapt to our habits for energy optimization, anomaly detection, and improving user experience for people with disabilities.
Hold up. Anomaly detection sounds like it's straight out of a detective novel. Can you break that down for me?
Sure thing. Imagine your smart home system notices an unusually high water usage late at night, something it hasn't observed before. It's detected an anomaly, which could indicate a leak. By alerting you, the system helps prevent potential damage. It's like having a 24/7 detective monitoring your house.
That's pretty cool. And how does this magic apply to making the web more accessible?
Good question. By clustering user behaviors, for example, unsupervised learning can identify how people with different abilities interact with a site. This can lead to dynamic adjustments, like changing layouts for easier navigation or enhancing contrasts for better readability.
Fascinating. So it's like the website is learning to become the best version of itself for every user.
Precisely. And for those wondering how to start implementing these ideas, many unsupervised learning tasks, like clustering and dimensionality reduction, can be done with Python and libraries like scikit-learn. It's about leveraging data patterns to automate decisions and improve systems.
I'm curious, Alex, are there any pitfalls or gotchas we should be aware of when diving into unsupervised learning?
Definitely. One common mistake is expecting the AI to figure everything out perfectly on its first try. It's crucial to combine these AI insights with domain expertise. And remember, privacy is key, especially with sensitive data in smart homes.
Sounds like a solid piece of advice. Keep your AI on a leash and make sure it plays nice with privacy rules.
Exactly, Jamie. And for our listeners looking to experiment, why not try clustering your own smart home data or web interactions? It's a great way to get hands-on experience with unsupervised learning.
Well, it looks like we've reached the end of our tech journey today. Thanks to Alex for illuminating the world of unsupervised learning and making it less of a dark forest.
And thank you, Jamie, for asking the questions that light the way. And a big thank you to our listeners for tuning in.
Don't forget to hit subscribe for more deep dives into the tech world. Until next time, keep your curiosity charged and your data unlabeled.